Welcome to Breakthrough to Yes with Collaboration, where it's all about working together to build a strong culture of collaboration within organizations. Host David B. Savage, business leader and consultant, has over 40 years of experience shaping collaborative cultures. He believes that now is the time to lead more powerfully, consciously, and collaboratively in ways that make our world a better place today and in the future. Unlock the possible within a culture of collaboration. Say yes to this opportunity and join a movement of progressive, principled, and successful leaders. And now, here's your host, David B. Savage.
Good leaders know that they don't know it all. That's what we're going to talk about today on this 15-minute podcast. We're going to talk about good leaders don't know everything. They know that they don't know it all. Curiosity is probably the most valuable qualities of a great leader. Curiosity brings us in, respects our knowledge and our perspectives, and allows us to engage, allows the leader to be smarter, more engaged, have their people respect them as well. It works both ways. You know, we live in a very complex world, increasingly complex world. Collaboration is the way to get through complexity. No one leader can get through it all, understand it all. I've got a long-term business partner, Bruce McIntyre. He and I met in 1996, and he invited me to join his company, a little natural gas exploration company, and we worked together in five companies between 1996 and 2007. One diamond mining exploration company, and the rest were little oil and gas exploration companies in Canada. When I asked Bruce for his advice on collaboration and leadership, because I've got a tremendous respect for Bruce McIntyre, he has a ton of integrity, a great leader. He is very collaborative. And probably like you, really likes to have a small group, very wise people that will challenge him, inform him, keep him in the right direction. I asked Bruce for my book, Breakthrough to Yes. When isn't collaboration appropriate? And Bruce gave me, these aren't his exact words, but this is his message. Bruce McIntyre said, collaboration isn't useful in about 1% of the time of a president. 1%. And that's the time when you actually have to get things fixed. So if somebody is out of alignment, their interests are different, their performance is poor, that's when you need to step up and have them step out. Otherwise, 99% of his time is focused on working together better. And I really respect that. You know, another man that I think is a great collaborator, another friend of mine in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, is Jim McCormick. Jim was the past president of the Progressive Conservative Association of Alberta for at least a decade. And the Conservatives have gone through power and failure. Jim gave me another quote. You know, in my book, Breakthrough to Yes, I have 100 people from five countries quoted. 100 people from five countries. They are the ones that have the wisdom. I believe I'm in integrity by having a book on collaboration that's actually a collaborative book. So Jim told me, the capacity of a leader to provide a direction, to weave that dream of what can be, requires successful inclusion of and continual engagement of all stakeholder groups. That's leadership. The capacity of a leader to provide a direction, to weave that dream of what can be, requires successful inclusion and engagement constantly of all stakeholders. So how do we do this? If curiosity is the way to learn together, to find out things together. You know, I'm thinking about math right now, and oftentimes people will say, well, with collaboration, 1 + 1 equals what? Well, it can equal 11. Yeah, 2 1s, bad joke, bad metaphor, but think about that. How many times in your life, your career, your family, have you worked together and you've come to a conclusion that you had not expected and it was better than what you'd expected? I hope it's often. I hope it's more often soon. I believe that that's true. So how do you listen? Well, we listen together. We listen for opportunity. We listen deeply. We engage. As a negotiator, I often see companies and negotiators get themselves into trouble. They get themselves into trouble when they think about the deal that they believe they've just made. Now, that deal could be an oil and gas deal. It could be building a wind farm. It could be a solar farm. It could be a deal with an indigenous First Nation. And after long, hard, and successful negotiations, stop. Ask the person across the table, what do you think we've just agreed to? And I promise you, when you ask that question, there'll always be more. There'll be things where you say, it's mostly right, but, yeah, it's those but, that deadly word. Let's find out that but way earlier. Because if you hand off your agreement to a bunch of lawyers or contracts people, or even if you go apart for a week and then get back together, there will most always be that but. So even when you're certain, ask, be curious, be a leader. It engages others, it clarifies, and it builds the wisdom. I want to come back now to thinking about, okay, that's a brave statement for any leader to declare, I don't know it all. It seems pretty obvious, common sense, but there's that word again, but no one can know it all. Well, perhaps if I'm making handles for skipping ropes for children in Nunavut, maybe I can be an expert in handles in skipping ropes for children in Nunavut, Canada, Northern Canada. But there's not much else. I know that I don't understand my children. I know that I don't understand my wife. I certainly know that I don't understand Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Angela Merkel. You notice what I did there? I went to people I love, people that I differ with. Asking questions, being curious, helps me understand, helps me to know, helps me to connect. Helps me to be more strategic. Leaders do know that they do not know it all. So how do we find it out? Well, earlier today I had a conversation with a collaborator about listening. How do you listen? Are you thinking about what you're going to say next? You know, there's story, I didn't make it up, but I've used it over the years, that in our society, the person that stops talking for a moment is declared the listener. That's so not true. There is so much more power in listening you get to explore, you get to be curious, you get to learn, you get to honor and respect, you get to be in a place of innovation. Think about dispute resolution. Think about the time it takes to resolve a conflict through mediation. In the four-step model of mediation, solving the problem actually doesn't come until the last probably 10% of the process. The last 10%. So after the introductions, exploring what the issues are, what are the resources, who's involved, all of that, step one. Step two is exploring underlying interests, exploring, you know, as we've said in another podcast, finding your truth, finding the truth in this subject with this group of people on this topic today. Third stage is exploring options. And then the fourth is reaching agreement. That second step of the mediation four-stage process, in the best mediations, is the majority of the time. Sometimes it's 60% of the time. Whether it's a morning or a week or a month, keep listening, keep checking, keep being curious, go deeper, deeper, deeper. What are the motivators here? What's that like? What did it feel like? And what's the magic of that, of knowing that you don't know and being curious and checking and rechecking and rechecking and not reacting or defending or arguing? Is that other person feels like they've been heard. When I can state back to them what their experience has been, what the feeling was, what the interests were, and what the hope and aspirations were, two beautiful things result. One is they finally feel heard. Now they can let you speak. They finally feel heard. And secondly, once they're heard, they're ready to reach agreement, to figure it out together. It is very, very critical. Now, there are times with my family, with my wife, where I'm not very good at that. I want to declare my way and I'm smart and they're wrong, I'm right. How often do you think that works? You know, think about your relationships. How often does that work when you tell your partner, your father, your boss, your child, your leaders, that you've got it all figured out, they're wrong, and they just better figure, you know, step in line with you? Rarely works. Rarely works for any of them either. So let's come together. Let's collaborate. Let's explore together. Let's listen together. Where are we? So that brings me to another sense of listening and curiosity are primary qualities of collaboration, leadership, agreement building. Doing is less important than intention. Step one, set intention in my Breakthrough to Yes book, my 10 essential steps. Doing gets in the way. We can do far less if we focus on our relationship and the quality of our relationships. And in fact, a number of years ago, I designed a new to-do list. You know, those lists that you've got on your desk or on your fridge. Here's the five things I need to do today. Well, I switched that. For my clients, I gave out to-do lists, which are actually to-be lists. Part one, here is my intention right now. So we can do it once a day or before a meeting. Part two, this is how I consciously choose to be today. Integrity, honesty, curiosity, listening deep, creative, fun, anything that you want to be. Write her down, be conscious, choose that. And then once you've got from the intention to who, how you choose to show up today, what you choose to be in this moment, then you can write no more than three to-dos. Anything more than three things to do in a day, you're really not doing the most important things. Write down the three most important things. And everything else is just busyness. I've referred to my friend and business partner and former boss, Bruce McIntyre, earlier in this podcast. He said something amazing to me a long time ago. He said, "Dave, our shareholders pay us, and they pay us well, not to be busy and work 70-hour weeks. They pay us to come up with one brilliant innovation each year and to capture it, to turn that into value, to turn that into profits, to turn that into success. Just one. That's all. One idea can triple your share price. So don't value the busyness. Value the relationship, the innovation, the qualities that you show up in. And today's podcast, we've really talked about curiosity as a primary value to leaders, because the great leaders know that they do not know it all. Talk to you soon.
Are you ready to break through to yes with collaboration? Access insights today from David B. Savage's newly released book, Breakthrough to Yes, Unlocking the Possible in a Culture of Collaboration. Seize this opportunity today and visit davidbsavage.com. That's David, the letter B, savage.com.